Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the 12th Parak of Maseches Zvachim, and we are up to Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So, Oros Kachim Kalim Labailim. The Or of Kachim Kalim goes to the owner of the Korban, not to the Kohanim. Voris Kachim Kachim LeKohanim. The Oros of Kachim Kachim, that goes to the Kohanim. Kal V'chomer, we learn from the Kal V'chomer. Ma'im Olah Shelo Zachu B'Vsar Zachu Ba'ora, Evin Olah, where the Kohanim do not have the right to eat its meat because it all gets burnt on the Mizbech, yet they do have the right to get the Or of the Korban, Kachim Kachim. So by Kachim Kachim, where the Kohanim do get to have the meat, all the more so they should be able to get the hide of the animal. So, and the Mizbeach that gets the meat but does not get the hide does not show that this Kal V'Chomer is wrong. Meaning, you might have said, what do you mean? This Kal V'Chomer would yield the result that anything that gets the meat, also any entity that gets the meat, also gets the hide. And the Mizbeach gets the meat of a carbonola, but does not get the hide of a carbonola. No, that's not a pircha in the Kal V'Chomer, because the Mizbeach never gets the hide of any carbon ever. So it's just not it's not something that's even a possibility. Mishnah Dalid. Kol HaKachim Shir Ben Psul Kodem Lev Sheitan. If there was some sort of psul that happened to a carbon before they skinned the carbon, Einor Sein LeKohanim. The Kohanim do not get the R of that carbon. Liachar of Sheitan. If something happened after they had already skinned it, Orosayim LeKohanim, meaning at the time that they took the or off, the carbon was still kosher, so that or can go to Kohanim. I'm Rabbi Chinyas Gan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chinyas Gan HaKohanim said, "Miyam my lori isi or yotzei the beis hasreifa." I never in my life saw the or of a carbon that was being brought out, taken out to be burnt. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Midvar v'manu shamafshet as a bchor v'nim tzatreifa." I see that if a person from what Rabbi Chinyas Gan HaKohanim says, that if they skin a bchor and it turns out that the animal is a treifa the whole time, she also that the Kohanim are still allowed to benefit from the Or. Otherwise, that would have been a partial example of where the Or is Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa. The Chamam say that Ein Lo Re'inu Raya Ela Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa. Just because Rabbi Chinyas Gan HaKohanim never saw it happen, that's not a Raya that the Halacha is not that way. Meaning, it could be that it would be Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa if they do the Hefshet of a Bukhar and it turns out that it was a Treifa the entire time. Okay, so let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel. We had said that the Or of Kachim Kalim goes to the owner of the Korban, whereas the Or of Kachim Kachim goes to the Kohanim, and we made a Kal V'Chomer that if an Ola, where the Bailim do not get the Basar, and nevertheless, where the Kohanim do not get the Basar, and nevertheless, they do get the Or, so Kachim Kachim, where the Kohanim do get the Basar, all the more so they should get the Or, and you cannot bring a counterpoint from the Mizbeach getting the Or of an Ola, and getting the Basar of an Ola, and not the Or of an Ola, because the Mizbeach never gets the or of anything. And then in Mishnah Dalid we learned that if there was a psul in a carbon before it was skinned, the Kohanim do not get the skin. But if the psul happened after it was skinned, then the Kohanim do get the skin. Rabbi Chinyas Gan HaKohanim said that he never saw or that was Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa, and Rabbi Akiva said, ooh, so it must be that if you skin a Bechor and it turns out that it was a Treifa, the or still goes to Kohanim, and that's why it was never Yotzei LeBeis HaSreifa. But the Chum disagree, and they said you can't bring a Raya from what Rabbi Chinyas Gan HaKohanim did not see. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Hey.